First of all, to him, watching television is being together, right? You're in the same place. You're doing the same thing. You're close. To her, talk is what creates intimacy. So if you're together, you should be talking. Okay, so she wants to think of something to talk about. What's a good thing to talk about? Troubles. Troubles talk is a conversational ritual that women can always draw on as a way to talk. So if you're talking to a friend, you would tell your friend what troubles you have. I guess in this case, she didn't have any troubles, so she borrowed her brother's troubles. He immediately interprets the discussion of troubles as a request for advice. And furthermore, to him, the person who gives advice is one up and the person who needs advice is one down. And it reminds him of an adult and a child. A child needs advice, an adult doesn't. And so to her, my brother's problems is something good to talk about. To him, you're asking me to give your brother advice, but he's an adult. He doesn't need advice. And the result of this difference is, as he said, I just don't answer her. And this begins to explain one of the most frequent complaints that women make about conversations with men, about their relationships with men. He doesn't tell me anything. He doesn't communicate. Because she's looking for a certain kind of conversation that to him doesn't make any sense. And in this case, he really isn't listening. If the complaint that's most common from women about men is that he doesn't listen, what's the most common complaint from men about women? And that is, she nags. Now, when I started hearing this, I really wondered, why are so many men complaining that their wives nag them, and you don't hear women complaining that their husbands nag them? And I don't think it's the case that women are telling men what to do any more than men are telling women what to do. And even if it were the case, is it never the case that a man is a nag? So why, I wondered, is it always women who are called nags? And then I realized that it's the interplay between the conversational rituals that are common among men and those that are common among women. So what happens? Women and men are living together. There's something that she would like him to do, so she mentions it. She's starting from the assumption that we want to please each other. If I know what you like, I'm going to try to do it to please you. And there isn't any implication for her that she's taking a one-down position because she's doing what she's told. But we know from what we saw about boys and girls at play that being told what to do is something that many men are very sensitive to. It makes them realize that they are putting themselves in a one-down position that could be exploited in the future and could result in their being permanently in a subordinate position because they're being pushed around, right? At that sensitivity to being pushed around. And among the boy who tells the other boys what to do and gets it to stick is the high-status boy. So from his point of view, it makes sense to avoid the impression that you're doing what you're told just because you've been told to do it. Okay, so there's something she would like him to do, so she tells him. His inclination might be to wait a little while, wait just long enough so that he knows that he's doing it of his own free will, not because she told him to do it. But then she thinks, if he's waiting, maybe he didn't quite understand what I asked him to do, so she tells him again. Or maybe I didn't make it clear how much it means to me that I want him to do it, she tells him again. Each time she tells him again to do it, he needs to put it off longer because she's becoming a nag. And he is in danger of being a henpecked husband. So the sensitivity of his makes him put off doing it. The sensitivity of hers, that somehow she's not being listened to, she isn't being paid attention to, makes her tell him more and more and makes him put it off more and more. So it's the difference in their conversational rituals and their different sensitivities that turns her into a nag. If he did it right away, she wouldn't have to repeat it. If she weren't so sensitive to being ignored, maybe she would have waited longer before repeating it.